or to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Authorities say it could be several weeks before the wildfire burning near Durango, Colorado, is fully contained. The 416 fire forcing over 2,000 people in the area to evacuate their homes. Right now, it's only 15% contained. It's been 2 years today since a gunman killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The community observing the occasion last night and this morning, with 200 people braving a rainstorm last night to attend a rally at Orlando City Hall. Then this morning, about 80 people gathered at the Pulse Memorial at the nightclub site. A much different vibe in the nation's capital, where hundreds of thousands have gathered for a parade that's about to step off to salute the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. This man skipped work for it.
Oh, it was totally worth it. I mean, growing up here, as a Redskins fan, we hadn't seen this in like 27 years. The city is so hyped. I mean, all these people, to see a red, I love it. I had to be here.
First Cup in the franchise's history, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Orlando say a hostage situation that lasted for about 24 hours involving four young children had a very tragic ending. Police Chief John Mina announcing late last night that Gary Lindsay Jr. shot and killed the children, who ranged in age from 1 to 11, and then took his own life. The standoff began late Sunday when police say Lindsay shot and critically wounded an officer as they were attempting to make a domestic violence arrest at his apartment near Universal Orlando Resort. Mina is saying of that officer shot,
he remains in critical condition, so we're still asking for your thoughts and prayers for him as well.
Negotiators had spent over 20 hours trying to bring about a peaceful resolution, but again, it ended tragically. And a deal to approve or disapprove letting AT&T buy Time Warner will be announced by a judge later today. The Justice Department suing last year to block the deal, a rare intervention when the companies involved don't directly compete. Other companies like Disney and Comcast have been waiting to see how it works out before going ahead with massive consolidation deals of their own. This ruling will have an impact on how people consume media. If the deal gets the green light, it will create a company that produces content and the means by which it's distributed. And remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Our brains are on overload. There's so many messages coming in all the time, it's hard to find peace among all of the chaos. And later this hour, we're bringing on Zwei Kwok, the author of an amazing book, Calm Clarity, How to Use Science to Rewire Your Brain. And she's going to help all of us find greater wisdom, fulfillment, and joy. I'm excited to have her on. And just the things she's going to talk to us about, it's going to help all of us.
Yeah, you know, when we say rewire our brain, I think it's rewiring it to the way it was supposed to be. Mm. Our brains are held captive. They're rewired by all our emails and screens, you know, tablets, TV, computers, phones. We're constantly looking at them, right, Dr. Anderson?
Well, and it's not even looking at them, the amount of information that comes through. So, you know, I've been watching sports here recently. And the new thing now is, rather than breaking away from the sports for a full, you know, minute or two of commercials, they pop up the side-by-side screen.
I hate that.
And, you know, give you a little commercial. And
while you're watching it.
You know, while there's a tennis match and they're kind of walking back to the end or whatever, you get a little 15-second blurb. And it's like, so now you can't even get into the flow of the game because they constantly are interrupting you, pushing marketing in front of you.
It's television pop-ups, right? You know, we used to have this on our screen. Now they're doing it on TV.
Right.
And you get these TV screens everywhere. When you pump gas, often there's a TV screen. You go in an elevator of a large building, there's the TV screen. It's like, leave me alone already.
But aren't we wiring our kids through this? I mean, look at the cars that have the TV screens in the back of the head rest, and the kids sitting there glued to the TV for the next 30 miles. It's terrible.
It is.
What happened to look out the window and let's find flags?
Conspiracy theory thing? Or
what?
You want me to stay away from that?
No, I always love a good conspiracy. Oh, well, hold on. Unless it's political. We don't want to go down there.
Of course it's political.
That's okay. You know, I have a theory that I have tried on somebody else. I want to see if we're going to go down the theory road. I think that the GPS people are in bed with the automakers, who are also in bed with the oil companies, because have you ever gotten in your car and set your GPS and you go 20 miles out of your way and you're burning gas and putting miles on that car? What do you think?
So
I don't use GPS very often, so.
Well, Judy, how do people find calmness in such a fast-paced world?
Well, I think our guest is going to share that with us. But I think in the experience that I've had and with people I know, and even with our patients at Executive Medicine of Texas, those people that find time every single day, they actually schedule time for themselves, do much better. And whether that means, you know, getting up in the morning and they have their morning coffee or their morning tea or whatever it is they have, and they spend a little time outside, or they actually schedule some time at the spa, or just downtime, just to shut the door for 10-15 minutes in between meetings and turn off the phone in your office. Just have a little bit of space. For me, I have this really cool tradition in the summer, and I love doing this, and that is I garden. But I have these tomato plants, and I go out and I count every day how many tomatoes are my tomato plants, and they're up to 36. and it's really fun for me, because I'm like, how did this grow overnight? Like, yesterday it was just a blossom. Today there's a tomato. But it just takes your mind off of everything else when you're just outside and you're living, quote, in the moment.
Now, I understand that the squirrels eat your tomatoes.
No, squirrels don't eat tomatoes.
They don't?
No, deers do. Squirrels won't.
What was it the squirrels ate that you grew?
Well, they ate all my okra.
Oh, your okra. Okay.
They ate some other things. But
well, that's good. They ate the okra.
No, I wanted to make the okra. That wasn't good. And strawberries. They always steal the strawberries.
Oh, that's right.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
And then you don't grow cantaloupe if you've got, like, other things running around, other critters. But we digress. Right?
Yes, getting back to calmness, one thing that I found, which is very distressing to me, is with all the computers and emails and the speed of everything, when I go down to read an interesting article in a magazine or I'm reading a book, I have to physically slow down to read it. It's like I want to rush through the reading of it. And I think it's because of all this computerization we have.
That's a really good point. You know, I never thought about that, but I find myself doing that. Do you find yourself doing that, Dr. Anderson, like rushing through something that you really would normally enjoy?
I have different speeds.
Yeah. Tell us about your speeds.
Well, I mean, you learn it in med school, I would say. You've got to be able to peruse large volumes of material and pull out, you know, pertinent facts.
Right.
And so, you know, if it's a scientific journal, whatever, you're looking for the keywords and you know, of how the study was done or what was going on. And you can read large volumes pretty quick. I can, you know, on that type of stuff. But if it's, say, pleasurable reading, you're reading, you know, especially, you know, novel, read at a novel pace. And then if it's more of a deep dive scientific and they're telling you about the various, you know, research method, really deep stuff, that's where I got to slow down because you're trying to, and that's one where you actually have, you know, I pull out books and have to
highlight.
Look stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, look stuff up that they're talking about. So, you know, it depends on what the material is as to what the speed is.
Well, what do you think is going on with our kids in young adults? Even from the sense of a lot of what's happening in the classroom.
You know, the attention span. We've talked about that.
Right.
The attention span is less than a fly.
It's crazy. But, they're not curling up with – well, some are, but not the majority – curling up with books to study anyways. Most of it's all on the computer. So then you've got the eye strain. You've got the sedentary lifestyle. You know, they're sitting at a desk generally because they got to hold onto their laptop or –
Well, I know. I mean, you know, they've got their phones and they can look up things quickly. And it just makes you think, you know, what did previous generations say about kids? Oh, you're watching too much TV, right? Mm-hmm. Now we're complaining about the computer. I mean, there's some good coming out of this. They can access information very quickly. But in the end, I don't know whether the good will outweigh the bad or not. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say. But we do know that the memory and dementia and all these things with every generation is getting worse. I'd love to see the like bell curves together on how much we're trying to do at the same time and, you know, multitasking, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
And what that's doing.
Studies have shown multitasking, you're far worse off when you multitask instead of doing one thing at a time and focusing all your concentration on one thing at a time.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock, a time we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked it made the news. A new study published in Frontiers in Neuroscience showed a major link between the leg muscles and the neurons within the brain. And the lack of load-bearing exercise within the large muscles of the leg lead to a negative change in the body chemistry, and specifically in brain function. And this is why people with diseases such as MS or they've had spinal cord injuries actually have change in their brain function. And even astronauts that aren't using those big leg muscles actually show changes in the brain. I thought this was a really awesome study. You got to go and read the whole thing. But what they found is that the lack of these exercises, it changes the amount of oxygen in the body and it creates an anaerobic environment. So it changes the metabolism, it changes the body, and then it affects ultimately the mitochondria because it changes the genetics. So I'm thinking that people that do, we've seen this in practice, that people that do a lot of muscle building exercise generally have higher mental clarity. And I bet that's related.
I'm sitting here thinking about women's body habitus. And if this is true, that then women should all be Einsteins, a lot of them. You know, they all have that
really
nice big thighs.
I can't believe you just said that.
Why?
Because that's offensive.
Huh?
You know, some days I wonder why I come to work. I mean, really? Honestly? Oh, my gosh. All right. We got to tell our listeners that we're going to change the subject as fast as we can. Follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. And then you can always go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com. And the show, every time we do a show, it goes to podcast version of Staying Young Show 2.0. And you can pretty much find us in all the podcast directories. But coming up, we have our special guest, Sway Kwok. She's the author of Calm Clarity, with an amazing story of how she used science to rewire her brain and change her life. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we are talking about calm clarity. There's so much chaos going on in the world, and we have a very special guest who is actually the author of a book, Calm Clarity, How to Use Science to Rewire Your Brain for Greater Wisdom, Fulfillment, and Joy. And that's Zwe Kwok. She's going to be joining us here in just a second. And she has a story that you're just not going to believe. It's something you don't want to miss.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
On today's Immortal Minute, it was picked for several reasons. One, it's research done at my alma mater, Texas A&M University.
Nice.
And the second is that it goes and links circadian rhythms and nature and how we're all just creatures of nature and biology to cancer.
Oh.
And so this was actually a discovery that linked breast cancer and your body clock. And it actually has to do with a gene called the period 2 or PER2, a regulatory mechanism in each cell's peripheral clock that plays a crucial function in mammalian mammary gland development. And suppressing it leads to disrupted gland development and increased risk of
cancer. Okay, so put that in like listener speak.
So in broad terms, what's happening is research where we've often talked about the gut biome and getting back to a healthier gut biome. You know, now a lot of the research is going into how aberrations in our circadian rhythms. Earlier you mentioned how astronauts can be adversely affected because they're not using their leg muscles. They're having
right.
vision issues. They don't have day-night cycles when they're up in space necessarily. They try to, you know, recreate that. And so one of the points I make with my patients is that, you know, we are 15th century creatures, whatever, trying to survive in the 21st century, artificial lights, temperature regulatory, you walk into air-conditioned buildings, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things adversely affect or could, and now data saying affect our health, right? So just day-night cycles, traveling time zones. I asked Dr. Gammon, I mean, one of the first places used to see it. I used to observe, and I have no data to support this, that flight attendants had more difficulty conceiving than the average gal did. So if I remember how many times flight attendants would come in needing referrals to fertility docs 30 years ago?
Well, I mean, I think that the fact that they were closer to the sun and exposed to more radiation was a major factor, but probably overlooked was your point that their natural day-night rhythms, which we call circadian rhythms, were disturbed also.
So, well, and they're not home all the time. I mean, you got to be, you know, sleeping with your husband to to get pregnant. I mean, you know, you have a job where you travel. Okay, we digress. So we've got Zwe Kwok on. And Zwe, I am so excited to have you on the show. And I love your book, Calm Clarity, How to Use Science to Rewire Your Brain for Greater Wisdom, Fulfillment, and Joy. Thank you so much for sending it over. And it's a great read. But we cannot take the audience straight into the book without first talking about your story. Because your story is such a role in this, right?
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show and helping to share with people, you know, the importance of taking care of your brain and your body in general on your show. I love your show. You guys share the most interesting tidbits.
Thank you. So, you know, you grew up in Vietnam as a Vietnam refugee, and then you went to one of the roughest areas in Philadelphia. So walk us through that.
Well, that was a period of time in which, you know, a lot of people in Vietnam just felt that it would be worth the risk of your life, you know, to go on a boat in the seas to try to get a better future, perhaps in America or another country. And I was a tiny baby at the time, but my parents thought, you know, even if we die on this journey, like, it's worth the risk, because staying in Vietnam at that time was very dangerous. And so I was tiny. I was like 6 months old, and, you know, we ran out of food on the seas, made it to a refugee camp after, like, the boat was stopped by a Navy ship of a neighboring country, and the women were raped and the people were robbed. So it was a pretty horrific, traumatic experience to go through. I thought I was spared because I hadn't formed conscious memories yet, but I realized only way later, when I did had developed very, like, major PTSD symptoms, that all of that stuff you experience as a baby, even if you don't remember it, you know, shapes your nervous system, develops the development of your brain, and your body has the memory, even if you don't have a conscious memory. So then from the refugee camps, like, you know, we survived through all sorts of terrible diseases, you know, terrible hygiene, and were eventually resettled in the United States, and we thought we were so lucky. But, you know, it was a very violent part of Philadelphia at a time when there was a lot of anti-refugee sentiment, and so there was a lot of death threats made against us, a lot of discrimination, violence, hatred, and so, you know, many of our neighbors in the refugee community, friends, were shot, were stabbed, some didn't make it. Luckily, my family were able to escape. We didn't get attacked, but we had a lot of close calls. And then eventually my parents, they didn't know English well, so they couldn't really get a good, you know, job, and they decided to open a takeout restaurant, and the only place they could afford was a very violent neighborhood in northwest Philadelphia, and gangs used to come into the takeout and, like, rob people, get into fights, and, you know, people would shoot guns into the store. And one night, you know, one of the customers got shot in the head leaving the store, which was, you know, terrible.
And how old were you, and were you there? Did you witness this?
I didn't visually witness this, but I heard it. So I was doing my homework inside, and I, you know, had to call 911 and get the police and the paramedics to come. And after, like, my parents wouldn't let me go out because, you know, they didn't know it was still a hostile situation. But, you know, after they took the person away, everything is left there for you to clean up on your own. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's seared in my memory in a way that I'll never be able to forget.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to continue this conversation, and I want to get into what brought you to write the book. But one thing, and we've just got a minute before we got to go to break, you went on to Harvard. I mean, that is just amazing to me that, you know, you went through this and you went on to Harvard and you used education as an escape.
Well, I mean, in the neighborhood that we were in, like, expectations weren't very high. And it is kind of a miracle that I managed to figure out the application process and get myself in the door. But, yeah, it was, you know, my parents escaped Vietnam because they felt that there was no real education options for us as children. They wanted us to have a better life. So the message has always been, you know, education is important. We risk our lives and left Vietnam for you guys to have a better education than we did. And so I always knew that, you know, this was the path, and if I didn't want to make good on all my parents' sacrifices, the best way was to repay them in aid, right? Oh,
you know, that's such good stuff. Your book kind of goes through a process, and we want to take the listeners through this process, how you found calm, clarity, because I think given your backstory, whatever's going on in their life, they're probably like, man, if she can find calm, clarity, I think I can find calm, clarity. So when we come back, I really want to get into that, and I want to get into how you define, like, brain one, brain two, brain three, because it's great stuff. So for our listeners, don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, and we come back. Zwei Kwok is going to walk us through how you can use science to rewire your brain.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available. BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight now back to the United States from Singapore after his historic summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One he believes that Kim wants to continue working towards peace.
I can only tell you that from the time I've dealt with him, which is really like starting 90 days ago, it's been very strong. I think he wants to get it done.
The two men signed an agreement in which North Korea says it will denuclearize while the U.S. promises to assist with providing security for the North. President Trump also suggesting he may discontinue the joint military drills the U.S. has long held with South Korea. Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina, as more primaries will determine candidates for November's national midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, I got to remind everyone at the end of this and every single show we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. We're visiting with Sway Kwok, and she is the author of Calm Clarity, How to Use Science to Rewire Your Brain for Greater Wisdom, Fulfillment, and Joy. Now, Sway, you love neuroscience, so, you know, the book really gets into neuroscience, not just your story, but how you can actually change your brain, rewire it. But Calm Clarity 101, take us through what Brain 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 is, so we can all get on the same page. So I've got some other questions to ask you specifically about those.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I talk about how all of us move through three major patterns of brain activation. And the first one I call Brain 1.0, it's the fear and threat system. It's fully formed when you're born. And when it activates, it's like this inner Godzilla takes over your brain, and you just want to smash things or disappear. The next system fully forms in adolescence. I call it Brain 2.0. It corresponds to the reward system. And when this gets activated, it's like this inner teen wolf takes over to pursue immediate gratification, to get popular, to have people like you, whatever it is that you think will make you happy. The problem is, as soon as you get this reward, you might get a jolt of happiness for a short period of time, and then it goes away, and you have to start chasing something else.
So now, this explains teenagers, right?
Yes, and some of us have never really stopped being teenagers.
I was going to say, there are a lot of people that like never grew up, and they're stuck in 2.0. And then how does social media feed into 2.0? Because when you talk about this instant gratification, it reminds me of social media.
It totally activates brain 2.0.
Right.
That's why it's so addictive. And we end up acting like kids on social media, being everyone liked this post, right?
Yeah, and if people don't like it, like, nobody liked it. You know,
it's really
weird that we get
attached to something. But even when they like something, it doesn't last. You want them to like your next post and your next post and your next post,
You're
right?
You're only as good as your last Facebook post, right?
Yeah, it's not
or your last Twitter
contentment.
Well, you know, those Twitter posts, they can either make you or break you too, you know, as we've seen.
That's true.
So let's talk about 3.0. This is where we all want to get to.
Yeah, so the challenge is that this brain system doesn't fully form until you're in your mid-20s, and even after it fully forms, we're so used to brain 1.0 and brain 2.0, we don't really use it. So this is the system for self-mastery and well-being. When it activates, you feel an inner sage take over, basically coaching you and guiding you to act with wisdom and compassion to embody the highest expression of who you are, you at your best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your brain is set up through neuroplasticity to strengthen whatever you use the most. And if you don't use it, it never gets to grow. So if we spend our lives using brain 1.0 and brain 2.0 a lot, we don't ever really get around to activating and strengthening brain 3.0. And so I think what's tricky is that, you know, for many of us, we think it's normal to be in brain 1.0 and brain 2.0. But the truth is like, if you take time to strengthen brain 3.0, that can become your new normal. And it requires you to notice when you're in brain 1.0 and brain 2.0 and make a choice to activate brain 3.0 instead and to choose a different response.
So
right?
Give us a scenario, like give us just an example. Somebody realizing, oh, I'm in brain 2.0, like, and then changing that. Just walk us through an example of that.
Well, I'll name a recent one because it's kind of funny. I mean, everyone got carried away by royal wedding fever,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of women thought, oh my gosh, like Meghan Markle's the luckiest woman alive. We would want to marry Prince Harry too, right? And people are tuning in and pretending that they get to be part of the royal wedding or that they're marrying Prince Harry instead of Meghan Markle,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all brain 2.0 at work, right? And if people feel envy and they feel like they want, you know, like Meghan's life, that her life must be better than theirs.
Oh, heck
right?
No,
and
I don't
have
want
a sense
that life.
Of, well, some people do, right? So I mean, you can see, like, brain 2.0 will take over with a sense of envy if you feel that towards her. That doesn't mean that her life is definitely better than ours. But, you know, when you live in a fantasy, you know, and then you start getting carried away in it, that can be brain 2.0. And some people choose, like, okay, you know, that's interesting. I'm watching this happen in my brain. But I know that, you know, I'm pretty happy. There are a lot of really great things with my life. So I'm going to stop fantasizing about this royal wedding and focus on what's important to me.
You know, yeah, right. Well, you know, in your book, you make a very good point that, you know, brain 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 aren't necessarily parts of the brain. You can't, like, map it out where they are in the brain. But when we talk about brain 3.0, it actually makes me think of the prefrontal cortex and
yes.
you know, how this doesn't really form until about age 26. And really, that's about the time that people should be able to do this brain 3.0. So do you think, from a neuroscience point of view, that those two have to do with each other?
Yes, for sure. I mean, what I say is that brain 1.0 basically deactivates the prefrontal cortex or key parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Brain 2.0 does so as well. And so brain 3.0 is a state when the prefrontal cortex is not impaired by brain 1.0 or brain 2.0. That's the way I define it. And so that's pretty broad, but there's so many of our cognitive functions we can't really use when we're in a fight or flight state because all those stress hormones are reducing blood flow to the prefrontal cortex, right?
Right, and then we can't get really too mad at our teenagers because they don't have the ability really from a scientific point of view, right, Dr. Gammon, to get into brain 3.0 because it's not really developed enough to have a full 3.0.
Right, and as Sway had said, or I think you had said, some teenagers remain teenagers forever.
Yeah.
They never grow out of it.
Maybe electric shock therapy or something.
Well, I mean, the way I see it is that, look, it's use it or lose it, and I think we've done so many programs now, you know, inner city high schools and colleges. We've worked with, you know, Wharton MBAs, Penn Law School students. We've worked with people, you know, bankers. We've worked with lawyers. We've shared the program with a broad spectrum of people. And a lot of people who spend their lives in Brain 2.0, once we teach them these techniques and help them experience what it's like to be in Brain 3.0, they all say, like, wow, I spend too much of my life in Brain 2.0, and I want to spend more of my life in Brain 3.0.
Well,
that's the real me.
We want to give our listeners a takeaway before we let you go. So let's talk about this mind hacking and in ways, give them something that they can do, an exercise they can do to get into 3.0.
Sure. So, I mean, to make it very simple, right, the key is to increase blood flow to Brain 3.0 by making sure that your autonomic nervous system isn't in a state of fight or flight, right? So I recommend people do deep breathing. So if you slowly inhale for about 6 seconds, hold for about 3 seconds, exhale for 6 seconds, hold for 3 seconds, if you do that breathing cycle for about 2-3 minutes, that will increase blood flow to Brain 3.0. You can also tune in to your, what we call the interoceptive nervous system. You can close your eyes, notice the sensations of being in your body. You can notice your lungs expanding and contracting as you breathe. You can feel your heartbeat, notice where you feel your pulse strongest in your body. All of that activates what we call the vagus nerve, and again, strengthens the connection between your heart and brain and helps you act more compassionately. You can also, you know, practice gratitude. You know, send appreciation to someone who's been kind to you, or to say wishes, like, before you meet someone. We call it the compassion meditation blessings that we share, to tell someone in your head mentally, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, may you be peaceful, may you be prosperous, may you live in harmony. If you wish things like that for someone before a meeting, you elevate levels of a hormone called oxytocin, which helps you build trust and respond to people who might be difficult without, like, the inner Godzilla responding at them or the inner team wolf responding. That allows your inner sage to, you know, help you say things to help people, you know, tap into you know, their higher self rather than to criticize them, right?
I think this could, like, change the way people are in the workplace.
Yes. I was thinking that Congress needs sway very urgently.
Yes, sway. I definitely think that we should pass a bill that sends you there immediately.
I'd be happy to go.
You take care of everyone in Washington.
I mean, I tell people the important thing is noticing that you're not in Brain 3.0, to notice that the inner Godzilla or the inner Teen Wolf is now in charge. And then once you realize that and you can now shift over and do what you need to activate Brain 3.0, like some other easy tricks is...
Yeah, I don't think you can hear the music. The music's been going. We've got to go to a break. I'm going to put you up on our social media so people can follow you. Thank you so much for coming on, Zway.
Oh, thank you so much.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This whole episode we've been talking about calm, clarity. We had a really, really good guest on, Sway Kwok, and she is the author of the book Calm Clarity. But for those of you who want to look her up and follow her on her website, calmclarity.org, it's great. And I really think if you have a company, you should hire her to come in and do some work with your people. And don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender Rule of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single segment that we do. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today out of Utah, we have Savannah Porter, and she actually has a lifestyle blog, savannahsecretaire.blogspot.com. Talk to us a little bit about your blogs, Savannah.
Okay, so as you said, my blog is a lifestyle blog, and I love to write about, you know, book reviews and writing and just Life in Utah.
Sounds interesting. Okay, just as a reminder, how we play this as we go back and forth, we ask you a few questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have some fun. So depending on how many you get right, we'll send you some Stay Young vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. Sounds like you're pretty young, so it'll be essential multis. And then if you're really good, then we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream that'll keep you even younger. All right, you ready to go?
Great. Ready?
All right.
Okay, here we go, Savannah. This is a true or false question. True or false, 25% of the body's cholesterol resides within your brain?
I'm going to say false.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true.
It doesn't sound like it should be, right?
Cholesterol's in every single brain cell. Without enough cholesterol, brain cells die.
All right. I've got a question for you. Did Albert Einstein's brain weigh more or less than the average brain?
Less.
That's right. It is less. Albert Einstein's brain only weighed 2.71 pounds, which is 10% smaller than the average 3-pound brain. But the neuron density of his brain was above average. So here's the takeaway, right? It's not how big your brain is. It's how thick and dense your brain is.
That's absolutely correct. So every time you call me dense, that's a compliment.
You're going to say, hey, just like Albert Einstein.
Okay, Savannah, the next question is a percent question, and we give you some latitude on this 10% either way. What percentage of dust in your house is actually your dead skin? What percentage of dust in your house is actually dead skin?
It's gross, right?
I am going to throw out a number.
Okay, give us a percentage.
Say 70%.
Ooh.
Well, it's close. We'll give it to you.
We're going to give it to you.
It's actually 50% or more, depending on your age. The older you are, the more dead skin you have.
Yeah, so when you go over to grandma's house and you see dust, it's really just a bunch of her skin laying around. That's so gross, isn't it? All right, true or false? Sweat glands are your body's thermostat, activating when the body needs to cool down. So true or false? Are sweat glands your body's thermostat?
Sorry, what was that? Is this a true or false?
True or false? Sweat glands are your body's thermostat.
True.
No, that's right. It is true. Now, here's a little tidbit you may or may not know. Dogs pant because they don't have sweat glands, so that's how they try to cool their bodies down.
That's right. That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. It's cool.
It's cool. Yep. Ha, no pun intended. put that on your blog, Savannah.
Okay,
okay,
Savannah, last question. Do you actually see with your brain or with your eyes? Do you see with your brain or your eyes?
I'm going to say with your brain.
That is correct.
Yes.
We all see with our brain. The eyes function like a camera that captures light and sends data back to the brain, but we actually see with our brain. How marvelous is that?
Y'all, you've done a great job, and you know what? We're going to send you out some essential multivitamins, and we'll send those out to you in Utah, and we're going to check out your blog. And you know what else? When this goes to podcasts, we'll send you a link. You can put it on your blog, and all your blog followers can play along with you. How about that?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for playing. So, I got to ask you. I was thinking when we had our guest on, Sway, and I was thinking about the, brain 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. Do you think as you've gotten older, you've been able to recognize when you fall back into like 1.0 or 2.0?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Whenever I lose my temper, I'm back into 2.0 or 1.0.
Yeah, but then don't you like, I know with me, I was just seeing kind of myself, is maybe it's a maturation when you recognize it. I mean, it happens, but then you go, oh, yeah, oh, gosh. And you kind of feel bad, right?
Right, right. I mean, in the old days, people called it gaining wisdom.
Yeah.
And older people were revered for their wisdom
they
and
were
their calmness.
Slower to anger.
Slower to anger, et cetera. So, yeah, absolutely. I think let me put it this way. Most people recognize it as they get older, but some don't.
I think I'd like to bring her back on sometime because I feel like we were just getting into the meat of it. And I really like her book, and we could have gone down these tips and different things people can do, much longer than we had time for. But I think she's a really good guest.
A lot of her techniques are reminiscent, of course, of meditation.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, right?
But also it's reminiscent of praying. People that are mm-hmm. religious who pray have a similar, a routine. So it's actually very interesting. Studies on the brain have shown that meditation or prayer activate different parts of the brain. So
in our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. By the way, if you haven't picked that book up, you can get it on Amazon or you can get it at stayyoungamerica.com. But Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. We cover a lot of those studies and
right.
the research behind prayer and meditation, among other things. Other ways you can stay young.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D. the cape swipe Judy on the way in. This Dementia Defender is brought to you by our great friend, Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give him a call at 214-524-6333. He has a great procedure so you don't have to use your CPAP machine for sleep apnea.
You know, people have had great response from this. We get so much feedback, and people are like, I wish I would have done this years ago.
That's right.
I mean, Charlie's really good at what he does.
Tell Charlie we sent
him. And insurance covers it.
That's right. Now, we're going to talk about last week's riddle and give the answer. Last week's riddle was as follows. Jimmy's mother had three children. The first was called April. The second was called May. What was the name of the third? Well, obviously, if it's Jimmy's mother, the third child is Jimmy.
That's right. You'd be amazed how many people didn't call in with the answer.
or they thought it was June. Yeah.
So that, we had March and June answers. Well, it must be March. It must be June. No, it's Jimmy.
Here's this week's riddle. It's shorter than the rest, but when you're happy, you raise it up like it's the best. What is it? Let me repeat that. It's shorter than the rest, but when you're happy, you raise it up like it's the best. What is it?
Okay.
Send in your answers.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a dime. 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Contact Us Dementia Defender form on there. We need to know the correct answer. And then also your name and address so we can send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And give us your phone number because sometimes people rattle off those addresses and we might not catch the zip code or something.
That's right.
And, you know, we won't call you unless we can't find it. And if you don't get it right, we'll send you a postcard saying thanks for playing. Either way, it's a win-win. We'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now heading home from his historic meeting with Kim Jong-un, telling a number of reporters he's confident the North Korean leader is serious about beginning denuclearization. President Trump and Kim also agreeing to bring back the remains of American service persons who went missing during the Korean War. Trump making that announcement after their historic meeting in Singapore, after which he sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. and talked about his perceptions of the North Korean leader.
You know, over my lifetime, I've done a lot of deals with a lot of people, and sometimes the people that you most distrust turn out to be the most honorable ones, and the people that you do trust, they are not the honorable ones.
Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More now on President Trump's just concluded summit with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. The president now coming home to some mixed reactions from some in his own party, including Senate Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana, who says he doesn't trust the leader of the rogue nation, saying he's a butcher and a con artist. And Senate Democrat Robert Menendez.